you very much, Kia Pato. So, you may have seen a media release that came out of Minister Felt's office in the last half an hour or so, announcing a targeted meningococcal vaccination program in the Northland District Health Board region. The targeted campaign is as a result of some advice that the Ministry received on the 8th of November from a technical advisory group that we convened, which did conclude that there is an outbreak in the Northland region. Now, we are talking about still a small number of cases, but the rate of cases and indeed the high fatality rate from this particular strain of the meningococcal bacterium was cause for concern. And off the back of that advice, we worked with PharmEC and with the Northland District Health Board to both secure a vaccine supply and also to put in place the planning required to vaccinate the populations that we've now confirmed will be vaccinated. So the vaccination campaign will be to aim to vaccinate teenagers aged 13 to 19 in Northland, as well as children aged 9 months to 4 years of age. 9 months is the lower age limit for this particular vaccine. And PharmEC has been able to secure, at quite short notice, 20,000 doses of this particular vaccine. And the reason that's been a bit of a challenge is that there is an outbreak of this particular strain, the W strain of this bacterium, in a number of other countries. And so those countries, having seen this outbreak actually ahead of New Zealand, have already started vaccinating some populations. So the vaccine was in quite short supply. We've been able to secure 20,000 doses, which means the Northland District Health Board is able to vaccinate children, not just the priority group, the 13 to 19 year olds, but also this group under 5 years of age. And the reason it focuses on these two groups is because the 13 to 19 year olds is the group that has the highest rate of carriage of this bacterium. It's carried in the throat and spread by close contact. And the under 5 age group is the group that is at the highest risk, so it has the highest incidence at the moment. So that's just an overview of what's being proposed, and I'm happy, with the support of the Director of Public Health, Dr. McElnay, to answer any questions you may have.
I hate the 20 days between declaring an outbreak and going public with it. Seems like a long time. Why does it take this long? Won't the parents of Northland be worried that there's been such a delay?
Well, actually, I think it's quite a short period of time, recognising that we needed the advice from the technical advisory group to confirm there was an outbreak. We then had to secure the doses of vaccine, and in fact, those have been obtained from both Australia and the USA, so PharmEC's gone out of its way to ensure we could get these 20,000 doses. At any one point in time, we actually don't have many doses of this vaccine on shore. It is usually here in small numbers because it's available free to people who are immunocompromised or at high risk anyway. So we had to both secure the vaccine, and also Northland District Health Board has done a splendid job of planning the delivery of this vaccine, as you can imagine, getting these two populations, ensuring high coverage right across the District Health Board region is quite an exercise. I think they've done an excellent job. We've all moved quickly to both make the decisions and stand up the necessary staffing and processes required to ensure the target populations are vaccinated for Christmas.
The DHB was concerned about this strain back in May, though, so why are you only taking this action now?
So the first cases appeared in Northland, as you say, earlier this year. In fact, the cases have been increasing only since the middle of last year, and the numbers are still relatively small. So even since in the period there's been 7 cases in Northland, again, to reiterate that, because of the case rate does constitute an outbreak in Northland, it doesn't yet in other parts of New Zealand, but there have only been, at least by mid-November, there were only 27 cases around the country. So we've been keeping the watching brief. It's only just recently, on the back of this advice from the technical advisory group, that we've confirmed there is an outbreak, and the appropriate response to an outbreak to manage it is to undertake a vaccination.
Had parents been warned earlier, could perhaps some of these deaths been prevented?
So you will recall that there was also publicity out to two communities and to all health professionals once we were aware, looking at our surveillance data, that the number of cases was increasing nationwide. So public health messages have gone out to ensure that both parents, family members, and professionals have got a higher level of awareness. Recalling also, just reminding ourselves that this is rare, it's important to have a high degree of awareness, and that's one of the important parts of any response as well.
My fatality is age 7, so she misses out your two target groups. So what does that say about your target groups?
So, yes, there have been fatalities in that age group, and there have also been fatalities in adults, and there have also been fatalities outside Northland. The rationale, as I've described, is to target those two essential groups, the one that is the carriers, essentially, and the one that's at highest risk, and we're confident that's a very good place to start. I should also say that we continue to work with PharmAC to identify other potential sources of the vaccine globally, in case we receive recommendations or advice that we should be rolling the program out further, either in Northland or in other locations, if the number of cases continue to increase.
What does it say to the parent of that 7-year-old, though, that you wouldn't prioritise her daughter with a vaccination?
So, again, I just want to go back to the advice we received from a technical advisory group. Given that we had a limited supply of vaccine, was to start with, in fact, they said 14 to 19 age group, we're going 13 to 19, and the under fives. The best way to protect all age groups is, in fact, to stop the carriage of the bacterium, and that's why we're targeting that group with the highest rate of carriage.
What percentage
does it cover, the vaccine?
So it covers four strains. It covers A, C, W, and Y strains.
What percentage take-up do you need to be effective?
Sorry, over here.
Sorry, what percentage take-up do you need in the target populations for the program to be effective?
So we are looking to get 80% take-up.
How many deaths have there been in total so far?
The number of deaths, so perhaps Carolyn?
In New Zealand, we've had 6 deaths, and 3 of those deaths have been in New Zealand. So that's for the current year.
And what ages have those people been?
So the age range of the cases in Northland has been from 11 months through to 61 years. We can provide that information later in terms of the age range of the deaths. The key point here again is to interrupt transmission of the bacterium in the community, and that's why we're targeting with the vaccines this particular age group, the 13 to 19.
Is there any way to compel people to take the vaccine?
No more than there is to compel parents to vaccinate their children, but we're anticipating there will be a high level of uptake, remembering also that Northland does have experience with undertaking these campaigns. They had a meningococcal C outbreak in 2011 and successfully vaccinated the under-20s and were able to interrupt the transmission of the bacterium at that point in time and end that outbreak. So they've worked, they've both got experience and they've worked very hard to stand up the resources and the people they need to deliver this successfully.
Why do you think Northland is so susceptible?
Sorry, I'll just take the follow-up question here and I'll come to you.
Sorry, and you're expecting all 20,000 vaccines will be given by Christmas?
That's certainly the aim. And in the meantime, we continue to identify other possible vaccine supplies.
Why do you think Northland is so susceptible to natural?
So we know that because of the way this bacterium is transmitted through close contact, in factors such as poverty, close quarter living, overcrowding, and we also are significant drivers of transmission, and we also know that Māori have higher rates of the disease and probably relates to higher rates of being living in overcrowded circumstances.
So are you keeping a close eye around the country,
and as I say, the reason that we asked the technical advisory group to convene was because of the number of cases proportionately been high in Northland. So the other DHBs that have got a high number of cases, it's only three, and they're a much larger DHB. So it was very clear in Northland they had the highest number, and as it transpired, the rate was high enough to categorise it as an outbreak.
And these are for the cost of the 20,000 vaccinations that can't secure.
So what I can say is that the estimated cost of rolling out the vaccination campaign, including the public health awareness and component, as well as the vaccination of individuals, is about $700,000. I can't tell you the cost of the vaccines because that's a confidential price agreement between the pharmac and the manufacturer.
Are you confident that 20,000 vaccines will be enough to curtail the disease?
It's certainly enough to vaccinate these two populations this side of Christmas, and obviously we'll be watching very closely to see what happens. We have a high level of confidence, but if we get advice that we need to roll it out further, then we will be looking closely at that advice.
Is the aim of the program to eradicate the infection or to minimise its spread or slow its spread? Because 8% seems a very low take-up for a vaccination program to be effective.
80%?
Yeah.
Yes, actually that's fairly typical. So the aim is to essentially eradicate the transmission of the bacterium in the community by eliminating it from essentially from being carried, particularly by that teenage age group.
Do you think it helps the school year is coming to a close?
It's hard to say. I think there's a lot of work to do to vaccinate both these groups this side of Christmas. The DHB is ready to go. They've done a splendid job. They're starting on Wednesday. I think there is a bit of a challenge in that that teenage group is now finishing school, but as happened previously, primary care, general practices will be well involved, and likewise schools will be used as the community setting whereby people can be accessed to have the eligible children and teenagers vaccinated.
Can you just outline for me, when you got that decision on the 20th that there is an outbreak, on the 8th,
yes.
Why did it take almost 20 days to get to this point when you go public? Would it not have been better to warn people that we were in an outbreak situation so that they weren't sharing drink bottles, so they weren't doing all of that stuff, rather than having to wait for the vaccination?
So just to reiterate, that information had already been sent out to the public from the 6th of November, and those messages have continued to be emphasised, as well as that an alert was sent out to health professionals just to alert them to the fact that we had what seemed to be an outbreak. We received the advice from the technical advisory group on the 8th of November, and we've worked hard. There were those two very important things to get ready. One was to secure the vaccine supplies, and the other, of course, was to ensure that there was a plan in place, and there's a very comprehensive plan in place to deliver the vaccine successfully. So again, I think it's been quite a remarkable turnaround, and the District Health Board has done an excellent job.
You did talk about other countries, though, identifying the outbreaks sooner and sort out vaccinations earlier than we did. Why were we so slow to realise?
So perhaps I could use the right qualifier. Other countries have saw this outbreak earlier than we did. So therefore they have stood up vaccination responses before us. We've seen it arrive later than other countries, particularly Australia and the US.
And just sorry to clarify, it was 700,000
the
total cost of.
So we're estimating 700,000 for the public health messaging and the delivery of the vaccine, but that does not include the cost of the vaccine.
And did you outline, sorry if I missed it, how many cases there have been?
So by mid-November, there have been 27 cases nationwide. Seven of those were in Northland, including three deaths in Northland. Thank you very much.